At first, it just sounds like two guys having a conversation.
Monday's a good day because people just come off their weekend. They're tired. They're relaxed. You know, they're not thinking about anything, but, oh, it's Monday, you know, I want to come to work.
Then it hits you. They're talking about Monday being a good day to kill people.
We get everybody in sight. Once everybody's in sight and we're ready to proceed, we throw their grenade in there. Move up, throw their grenade in here, have one of us wait here on the corner.
Specifically, killing enlisted personnel and recruits at the military entrance processing station in South Seattle.
And that's why we need to stand guard in the hallway. Anybody stick their head out, right. Blow it off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
In an earlier taped conversation, Abdul Latif explains to the FBI informant why the military entrance processing station is such a good choice.
You know, it's a confined space. Not a lot of people are carrying weapons. And we have an advantage.
It's a confined space. Not a lot of people carrying weapons. We'd have an advantage. In other words, a soft target. Abdul Latif wanted to show that Muslims wouldn't stand for U.S. soldier atrocities in Afghanistan. How he saw it all ending for him, however, wasn't clear.
We gotta figure out what we're gonna do. We can just try to run out and go out in a blaze of glory or whatever. Yeah.
Abdul Latif ended up pleading guilty to the charges. If it had gone to trial, he could have ended up in prison for life instead of 18 years. But the case was marred by what the judge called sloppiness on the part of the prosecution. Some evidence was destroyed, and that confidential informant turned out to be a convicted sex offender known to have lied in the past. Still, the judge determined that didn't change the outcome, that it was Abdul Latif who came up with the plan to attack the military processing center. Paula Wissel, KPLU News, Seattle.